Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And I think our training camp practices reflected our plan. And like I said, I'm looking forward to the opportunity. Got another good week of preparation coming up, and when Sunday gets here, we'll be ready to go.
Jacoby, as a quarterback, if you were playing your former team like Baker's, do you think that would give you a distinct advantage knowing both the offensive and defensive systems?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going through his head right now. I mean, I can only speak for myself, and it's just, hey, go out there, be prepared, and be ready.
Hey, Jacoby, I know you guys always say when you're the backup, you always prepare like you're the starter. But isn't it any different since you knew when you were signed in March that you would be the starting quarterback in this game?
So what's the question?
Is it different than, as you always say, backups always say, I prepare like I'm the starter?
No, it's no difference. I mean, you just prepare, you know.
When they come and put the game plan in, how much input do you have? Do they come to you and say, what do you like here?
Definitely. I mean, we've obviously been building up this, this menu of plays to see what I like. Because obviously, if I can't run it and other players, not just me, other players can't run the plays, then we won't run them. So I think Kevin is doing a good job of listening to those opinions. Obviously, it's some plays where you got to say, hey, you know what I mean? You got to learn it. But as the week progresses, that's how more comfortable you get with plays. So yeah.
Jacoby, you've been through this experience before, taking over a new team to start the year very early in the year. Is there anything unique about this one experience so far?
It's the one that I have today. That's the most unique thing about it. That's all I can, really think about is just going out there and just doing my best.
What kind of luxury is it having Nick and Kareem behind you?
I'm excited to see him play. Obviously been played against the Browns a couple times, but been on the opposing side of it. So it's a good feeling when they're back there. So I'm excited to watch him play.
How dangerous can Kareem be as a receiver? It seems like has kind of been a little untapped. Not by you, but just seems like he could break one at any moment, potential.
I mean, Kareem's a good player. They're very fortunate to have him on this offense and be a part of this. Like I said, I'm looking forward to watching him play, and he presents a lot of different problems. I'm excited.
Jacoby, do you find it motivating at all that it seems like maybe nationally or even locally, people seem to have dialed back the expectations for the team with Deshaun being out for 11 games? I mean, does that light any kind of an extra fire
under you? I haven't heard anything, so I don't really care, to be honest. Sorry.
Do you make a point of not
caring? Yeah. Yeah.
Just wondering, your relationship with Parcells, you've been in communication with him this week, and has he given you any advice?
I have not talked to him this week yet.
All good?
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Jacoby Brissett, your Browns starting quarterback. And, of course, that press conference brought to you by Nissan of North Homestead and I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village. Shop online at bignissan.com.
So I walked past the Poobah's office.
Oh, this is
right, trouble. Right there during break.
During the press conference, as the press conference happened.
And as and I was heading out to fill up the little water bottle here. And Poobah said, "Hey, Jacoby Brissett's coming up." And I said, "Man, I sure hope that guy's good this year." And Poobah said, "Hope all you want."
Wow. Anyone see the bus?
Wow, that's the line of the
anyone
day.
Anyone see the bus? Because I think it just ran over the Poobah. There it is. Poobah, look out, look out! Oh.
But see, you know, that's the
Schmedium
thing.
Schmedium is our new program director now, in case you're wondering.
I honestly think, Andy, there's no reason that he can't play the best football of his career this year. There really isn't.
It's just a good opportunity for him to be that guy.
Sure it is.
And let's be honest, how many times is this, I mean, other than Indy, right? In Indy, he had this same kind of opportunity, but I'm sure he learned from Indy.
Yeah, he was the starter 2 years, you know, and I think he has it. It's the best opportunity I think he's had to play good football. I think he's got a terrific team around him offensively. The most important things for a quarterback to me, offensive line and a running game. He might need a little help at wide receiver. He can help the wide receivers. I'm so pulling for the guy, Andy, because I don't want this season to be a huge disappointment. I want him to go out and keep this team right around 50-50. Maybe a game or two above, and then turn it over to Deshaun Watson. I hope they're 7-4 when Deshaun comes back. Honestly, that's my hope, and I don't think that's unrealistic. And I
don't know. I want to see what they look like. So, everyone's sitting here going, "Well, what are they going to be like when Deshaun gets back? I think they're going to be out of it." I'm like, "What? How do you know that?" How many times have we walked into a season where, and again, I don't, this is blind faith or not, but how many times have we walked in, like, did anybody think Cincinnati was going to the Super Bowl last year? Is there anybody that thought that? I'm sure there are some folks that are, you know, sitting around, you know, in Hamilton County somewhere there and in their basement where it's all painted orange and black and going, "This is our year. Super Bowl, Super Bengals."
But see, and that's why, Andy, it gives you the opportunity to be able to think and say and keep your fingers crossed that Jacoby Brissett can play the best football of his career and that Donovan Peoples-Jones can emerge as a big-time wide receiver and that David Bell can be impactful as a rookie. I mean, all three of those things, and I think they're key to the offense, David Njoku, and we'll get to that a little bit later if we want. I don't think any of those are outrageous thoughts. And if a couple of them happen, I think this team can be very, very good. I really do. I think the defense is really on the cusp of being one of the better defenses in the league.
This is the hard reality look, okay? And I know you said this yesterday with the power rankings that had – was that ESPN's? Or that was Pro Football Focus?
It was Pro Football Talk buddy Mike Florio and his crew. And they had the Browns 21st out of 32
And that
teams.
Was fourth in the AFC North.
Yeah, fourth. Dead last in the division.
Are they the worst team in the AFC North? Are the Browns the worst team in the AFC North? That's
what
people, because outside of here, people think the Browns are the doormat.
You know what?
This year.
That's really tough to say, and I don't mean it because of the Browns. I mean it because of the division. Because think about the division. Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
I think they surprised everybody. Do you think it would be more of a surprise if they fall off a little bit, or if they get back to the Super Bowl? I think it would be more of a surprise if they went back to the Super Bowl.
I think the AFC West is going.
They're
going
to dominate.
Yeah, I think so too.
Could.
But they have to play each other all the time.
Yeah.
So that could even things out.
Pittsburgh doesn't have Roethlisberger. In theory, you could say, "Oh, they don't have Roethlisberger. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback." Yeah, but you saw him play last year. My guess is their quarterback play is actually upgraded this year, because I don't think Ben was very good last year. So I think Pittsburgh will be better, and Baltimore's always tough. Always. So you tell me, are the Browns the worst team? I don't think so, but I can't tell you which team is. That's the thing about our division. I think you have four teams that could all be pretty decent. So which team's the worst? I have no idea.
So when I look at AFC North and I look at AFC West, right? And so I think that a team in the AFC North is going to be able to be 4-2 or better. 5-1, 6-0, maybe.
In the division?
One team might be able to do it.
No team will be 6-0.
I'm not 4-2 and better. That's really where I'm going with this. Some team will be 4-2 or better. Yeah. I don't see that happening in the AFC West. Although I think all those teams are really good. Somehow or another, there's going to be a hodgepodge of the way the West. And I just think that that becomes your core for jumping off to make the playoffs or being able to win. How strong are you against the teams you're going to play twice?
Yeah.
And so I do believe, someone's going to emerge out of this group. One of the four, someone's going to emerge and they're going to go 4-2 or better. Do you see a bunch of 3-3s? Do you see four teams that can go 3-3? I mean, it could happen, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but again, I ask you, are they the worst team in the AFC North?
I don't mean to pass the buck. I can't tell you. I don't think they are, personally. I don't think they are. But I can't tell you which team is.
I don't know what the margin of error between the Steelers and Browns is.
You know their defense is going to be tough, the Steelers.
Right.
And you know they're going to be able to run the ball, at least as long as Najee Harris's Lisfranc doesn't flare up. And
we haven't done this.
I honestly think that Mitch Trubisky will be good there, and I think he has good wide receivers.
Who's the team to beat in the North? How do you
– I mean, can't tell you that one either.
The back of my mind says Ravens. Says Ravens. But how do I go against a team that went to the Super Bowl last year?
Because you're sensible.
Well, if I'm sensible, I probably should believe that the Browns are the number four team in the North. I don't believe that, though.
Yeah, but you can't tell me which one is. See, that's...
No, I just think the margin of error in the North is questionable. If Deshaun Watson was the quarterback without all the drama, I would pick the Browns tomorrow. Today. Right now. 5 seconds ago. 20 minutes ago.
Is the best team?
I think the Browns with Deshaun Watson should be the best team in the AFC North. Mm. But it's hard for me to pick against a team that went to the Super Bowl. And my knowledge tells me, how do you pick against the Ravens?
I'd sure like to see Deshaun Watson play before I make a bold statement like you just made.
Jeff, you've said he's a top five quarterback in the NFL. How can you not say that?
I don't think I've said top five.
What have you said?
I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL when he's healthy.
Is he a quarterback that can take us to the Super Bowl?
The quarterback that I saw play in Houston is good enough to do that. Yeah, I would assume, Andy, he gets back to that. I would just like to see it once or twice.
Dan, are the Browns the worst team in the AFC North?
The reason that this is out here is because Mike Tomlin has never finished below 500. And a lot of people continue...
And John Harbaugh can flat-out coach.
Exactly. And a lot of people continue to look at Mike Tomlin and go, well, we'll try to put him down, but he's never finished below 500. So I'd love to trash them and say they're not the worst. I have a history that tells me, especially the last season on top of that, that chaos is still abound in Berea. And until that chaos gets solved, yeah, solve the chaos, Browns. If you solve the chaos, then maybe I'll believe that you are not the worst team in this division. But until you solve the chaos, I'm trusting Mike Tomlin.
Can you look in the mirror, Browns fans, and say this is the worst team in the AFC North, that they are number four, like so many nationally are saying? Is that a reality you need to be hunkered down
embracing?
For? Embracing? Not embracing, hunkered down for.
Oh, I wouldn't embrace that.
I'm not embracing it.
I think you need to let this thing play out a little bit. I really do.
I agree with you.
I can't tell you who the worst team is, and I can't tell you who the best team is.
Why don't you tell us? 216-578-0092. Nick Kostos is going to join us at high noon. He is the host of You Better You Bet from BetQL Sports Betting Insider. We'll talk to him at noon. Your question, though, sitting out there, can you look in the mirror and say to yourself, the Browns are better than the fourth team in the AFC North? Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Jeff and I were talking a little bit. Now, I think this is total, water cooler conversation right now. Because, you know, we'll see this team for the first time in whole on Sunday. And I'm having trouble buying into the fact that they're the worst team in the AFC North. Maybe just because I haven't seen everybody else play. And we all know how crazy the NFL is. And just when you think someone is something, they're not. They're not what we thought they were, right? And that happens a lot of times. And I think as Browns fans, we spend a lot of time in the offseason. Historically, we have saying that. Oh, the Browns are going to be this. Oh, Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember a time when I really kind of questioned exactly what the Browns are. I know what they could be, but we've never been in a spot where our starting quarterback, no matter who it is going to be out for the first 11 games of the season. Just we've never been here before, and I think that adds to my confusion in trying to figure out what they are and what they can be. I think they can win Sunday. Maybe I need to go Kevin Stefanski on myself. Hey, what do they have this week, and can they win? And then I'll worry about week two the next week. But by the same token, I listen to everybody else now, and whether you choose to listen to other experts or not, or other players that have played in the league or coaches that have been around, they all seem to think that the Browns are number four in the AFC North.
Sure right do. Now. I saw some prediction this week, Andy, had the Browns at 6-11.
Who was it? Do you remember?
I think it was CBS, but I'm not sure.
So that's where they are. And nationally, I always talk about us living in the bubble because we're here and we're a Drama Central. And I was talking to
Drama Central.
We are. That's what we are. We're Drama Central. Hi, everybody. And welcome to Drama Central. Yeah. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Bass.
We sure are.
And I was having a conversation with somebody this morning about that, you know, the Browns or all of our sports teams always seem to give us something to talk about, even if they're not in season.
Isn't that swell?
It kind of makes our living, doesn't it? Because there's always something to talk about with our teams. And when it comes to the Browns, there really is this air of, what are we about to see? I've seen a lot of frustrated Browns fans in the last, 6 months since the switch over to Deshaun Watson. There would have been frustrated Browns fans before, people that didn't like Baker Mayfield. And now suddenly there are Browns fans who are cheering for number 6 in Carolina. I liked him when he was here. I still like him. I just not going to root for him. I don't want him to win. I want the Browns to win. I mean, that's all I care about. Who's wearing that jersey on Sunday? That's what I care about. Who's saying hike? That's what matters. And so
doesn't matter if he wins. We don't care who he is.
Yeah, we need the guy to win. I'm tired, especially week one.
Well, if he wins, man. Sure.
I mean, can we just get a win week one? Is asking for more than one in the last, 20 years? Is that asking too much?
Yes.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Can I have more than one win week one?
No.
So we can kind of look at this thing and go, wow, the Browns are undefeated after week one. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. But the question you're asking yourself right now, and do you buy into what they're saying, what the folks outside of the bubble are saying, that your team, that team that you root for, you care about, the orange on the helmet, is the worst team in the AFC North. Are you buying that? I'm in a haze, like I have been since they signed Deshaun Watson. It's a funk. It's numb. It's trying to figure out what this team can be. I know I look at that roster and I see some great players, players that can be great too, somewhere down the road. But are you missing a major piece of the puzzle when you don't have high expectations for your quarterback? It's a big question. So let me ask you, where are they? Are they the worst team? Let me ask Anthony in Elyria. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing here today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you much. That's a very interesting question. And I think that just trying to be real analytical about this, I don't think the Browns are the worst team in the AFC North, but here's what no one's talking about. The four teams, they're all really good. They're so close. So if one team is rated the fourth worst team in the conference, in the division, it's not going to be by much anyway because all four teams are really good. So look at it from that lens. And but I think the Browns are probably about the number two, even with Watson being out. And here's what gets me about all these national pundits, even some of the local beat writers. Oh, the Browns are going to go 5-6 and maybe 4-7 and all this. Well, to me, that's a slap in the face because we have a very good running game with Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, Deonta Johnson. We have a great wide receiver in Cooper. We also have a great defense. Remember, that was a number 5 defense. It'll probably be better this year. So what's wrong with a strong running game and a good defense? And we could probably win 7 games. But so to me, when everybody's saying we're going to be 5-6, 4-7, even some of our local beat writers, that's a slap in the face to Myles Garrett. And those guys, what do you think?
I don't think you can get too upset about predictions if you want to know the truth. A lot of folks are going to say things. I think the Deshaun Watson situation with him being out for 11 games has just blinded a lot of people who are making these predictions on what else this team has. I really do. And so I'm real wide open to going into the season and seeing where this goes. I just don't think people are looking past the idea that Jacoby Brissett's the quarterback. On the surface, look, if you go by Jacoby's track record, the team's going to be 500 at best. Okay, but it's not all on him. And I am very open to the idea that he can come in and have the best season of his career. Why? Because he's never had a really good season. You know, as a starting quarterback, he's under 500. His best season, I think he was a game under 500 in Indy. He went 7-8. Can he even flip that, Andy? Can he go, in 11 games, 6-5? If he can go 7-4, are you kidding me? That'd be tremendous. And I'm open to that. Do I think he's capable of doing it in this offense? Yeah, I do. Because if Kevin Stefanski can coach it up properly.
So here's a question I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to ask all three of you this question here in a second. Do you think that national beat writers, I can understand, the argument to say the Browns are the fourth worst team or the fourth team in the AFC North is a fair argument based on quarterback instability. Forget about the names on the back of the jersey. But do you think that national writers, the ones that are putting the Browns lower in the power rankings, the ones that are saying, what'd you say, 6-11, right?
Yeah.
Do you think part of them is doubling down on the Browns because they don't like the Deshaun Watson story? Do you think that they're like, I don't like what the Browns did with the quarterback contract situation. I think they're a mess in Cleveland. They've been a mess in Cleveland. And so now, you know what? Not only am I going to say they're fourth, but I can easily say they're fourth and that the tendency is to kind of on the Browns.
No, I don't think that.
You don't think that at all?
I think most of the folks who are making predictions and such are so confident.
Fair and balanced?
No, I'm not going to say fair and balanced, but not going to say something just based on I don't like Deshaun Watson.
The Deshaun Watson story more than
right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The problem is, Andy, I don't know that you can separate the two anymore.
Okay.
But I don't think these people are going to do that because why? They don't really care. They don't care.
But the subject matter gets personal, and that's why I wonder if
I don't think it affects a prediction on wins
or how you think the franchise is, or that it's easy to bury them in the basement because of what's going on.
You can think all you want about the franchise because of it, but bury them in the basement at your own, your own risk.
Menigan?
I think there are some who are out there who do feel that way. I think there are also a lot of them who are out there who are just looking at the 53 guys that are sitting on this roster and the fact that there is a 54th that will come back in week 11 and going, okay, what's going to happen this season? Now, Jacoby Brissett is a backup quarterback. Now, he's an upper echelon backup quarterback, but he's still a backup quarterback. They have one wide receiver and Amari Cooper, who is proven. They have Donovan Peoples-Jones, who is nice. Hopefully shows up. Hopefully takes a step forward. They have a good running game, and they have a good defense. Defense is a little unpredictable. Running the ball, the analytics and the numbers would tell you, is not the best way to win football games in 2022. That's how you get to the answer that you have.
I'm with both of you guys on that. The analytics, I can see it. You can explain it that way. But if your job is to have opinions and give your opinion or write about your opinion, is it not easy to double down on the Browns because of the subject matter that is surrounding them? And I can see it. I can see someone whose job is opinion doubling down on the Browns, not only because they're in this quarterback situation, but because they don't like the whole Deshaun Watson story and the way things went down, and they don't like ownership, and they don't like the way the contract was structured, because now they feel like they put pressure on other owners to give guaranteed money. Well, so it's a billion-dollar industry. I'm not going to tell someone how to spend their money, and don't think that another owner wouldn't have done the same thing that Jimmy Haslam did. I just think the circumstances blew it up, and it made them an easier target. I don't know that I would have done it, but I don't have that kind of money, and that's why I'm sitting here talking to you. rather than sitting back and counting all my money. What do you think? 216-578-0092 or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. Coming up in just a few moments, Nick Kostos is going to join us, the host of You Better Your Bet, BetQL Sports Betting Insider. Next, Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!